Good morning, and welcome to Sunday Morning Worship, a broadcast of parts of the worship service at St. John's Lutheran Church in Westfield, Massachusetts, as it was recorded last Sunday morning and brought to you today to the glory of God. The message this morning is from our associate pastor, Reverend Jeffrey Wendelowski, and is titled, I Have Seen the Lord. It's based on the gospel lesson from John chapter 20. Visitors are always welcome to join us here at 60 Broad Street each Sunday at 10 a.m. And now, your friends at St. John's invite you to stay tuned as we worship our great and loving God.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome all of you to St. John's Lutheran Church here in Westfield, Massachusetts. I pray God's blessings upon all of us as we are gathered together around the Word and Sacrament, and also pray God's blessings upon those who will be watching this divine service on our YouTube channel.
We invite the congregation to stand at this time and face the back of the sanctuary, facing the processional cross for our processional hymn number 826.
Remembering our baptism, we make our beginning this day as we do each day in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The Old Testament lesson is from Exodus chapter 15. When Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and horsemen went into the sea, the Lord brought the waters of the sea back over them. But the Israelites walked through the sea on dry ground. Then Miriam the prophet, Aaron's sister, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women followed her with timbrels and dancing. Miriam sang to them, "Sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea." This is the word of the Lord. The epistle lesson is from Acts chapter 9. In Joppa, there was a disciple named Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. She was always doing good and helping the poor. About that time, she became sick and died, and her body was washed and placed in an upstairs room. Lydda was near Joppa, so when the disciples heard that Peter was in Lydda, they sent two men to him and urged him, "Please come at once." Peter went with them, and when he arrived, he was taken upstairs to the room. All the widows stood around him crying and showing him the robes and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was still with them. Peter sent them all out of the room. Then he got down on his knees and prayed. Turning toward the dead woman, he said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He took her by the hand and helped her to her feet. Then he called for the believers, especially the widows, and presented her to them alive. This became known all over Joppa, and many people believed in the Lord. Peter stayed in Joppa for some time with a tanner named Simon. This is the word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Oh Lord.
While it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter, the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went inside. He saw and believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." At this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He answered her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you are looking for?" Thinking that it was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
This day from the 20th chapter of John's Gospel. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I have seen the Lord." Thus far the text. You may be seated. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
It's a joy and delight to welcome you this day in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. And let me tell you, if you were not there yesterday was something to behold. Well, somewhat small in number, we had an LWML rally down in New Hartford, Connecticut. And if you're like me, I thought New Hartford was near Hartford, so I was very surprised when I followed Google Maps and it took me up into the beautiful hill towns of Connecticut. Well, there that day, I forget the exact number, but 25 to 30 of us gathered, four clergy members, four pastors, and women who are part of the LWML. So if you haven't been, it is a beautiful thing to come to. Mark your calendars. I think, Linda, where are you? I see you up there somewhere maybe, or not, in the back. Is it this spring? Is the next LWML event? Okay, this spring. Is it April? March? Neither. May. Okay, there you go. Clearly I read the pamphlet I got yesterday, but I knew it was sometime in the spring. But mark your calendars, this May, it would be a joy and delight to have you there. Plus, you get the opportunity to hang out with Pastor Riley and myself, and who wouldn't want to miss that opportunity? But here's the thing. On LWML Sunday, we remember something, and people very special. We remember with great joy, with great abounding joy, how the Lord works specifically through a very specific group. And this day, we talk about how the Lord works through women, and through the women in the church, through the women in the body of Christ. And now for over 80-something years, the LWML, the Lutheran Women's Missionary League, has existed. And Lutheran women have done a whole bunch of things. Such things such as what? The little mite boxes, maybe you have one of those at home where you put your coins into. As you have them, you bring them back, and they go off and are used for a variety of national grants. The LWML also, the wings here at this church, prays earnestly for one another, for those who are in need, for the church, for her workers, for her pastors, for the deaconesses, for all those who serve, for the teachers, for those who teach future pastors at the seminary, so on and so forth. And those, they also have dedicated themselves to the mission of sharing Christ. And not just a generic Christ, but Christ crucified, risen, ascended, and coming again. And this work, where does it often happen? Well, a lot of this work often happens behind the scenes, behind where you and I normally are not looking. It happens in the confines of the congregation, in the confines of the building, where, you know, a lot of times we're not necessarily looking. Mite boxes filled coin by coin in homes, in kitchen counters, meals brought to others, meals prepared in our very own kitchen. And notice, the meals don't just show up at 4 p.m. when we have a dinner and they're magically just there. Well, there's people who has to cook it, who are there throughout the day. And also, meetings early when? Meetings early on Saturday mornings. Rallies in the hill towns of Connecticut, and prayers lifted up and fundraising for missionaries in lands way far off. Yes, of course, those in the United States too, but also for those far off in other countries around the world. And these are just a few of the things that the LWML does. And yet these works, though often seen as humble or really not too important in the world's eyes, Well, there's something specific. There's something which is precious in the eyes of our Savior, because they are testimonies of faith to the risen Christ. They're good works because they are done in faith. And when we see, when we look around, when we witness these acts of love, we stand to see a long time of faithful women whom the Lord has used for the work of His kingdom, who the Lord has used to grow and increase His kingdom. Now, of course, Scripture gives us many examples of these women, but few are far more striking than some of the texts that we heard this morning, from Exodus, from Acts, and then John's Gospel. And above all, in the Gospel, we see Mary, a woman whom the risen Christ sent to bring the message to the disciples that He had indeed risen from the dead, and who then proclaimed, not with some kind of subtle wonder, etc., but with great joy, with exuberance, with wonder, that I have seen the Lord. And so it is that today, when we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord on Easter Sunday, we meet her again. And her story speaks directly to the lives of faithful women across the Church of Christ, across time, and it's directly to us here this day. Look at the text. What happens? Well, Mary comes to the tomb. She comes to the tomb when it's still dark, and expecting to find what? Well, she was expecting to find Jesus dead and cold in the tomb. She comes out of love for her Lord. She comes because she loves Him and cares for Him. Yet, her eyes were fixed, her very own eyes were fixed on that which seemed to be lost. She thought Jesus was dead. But she did not see right in front of her. She did not see what was going on right in front of her. She didn't see what the Lord was doing right in front of her very own eyes. So each of you who follow in Mary's footsteps of faith and of both service, I imagine a lot of times this is how you often feel in your service to the Lord and to the church. You give, and you give not just a little, you give a lot. You prepare. You prepare not just a little, you prepare a lot. You help not just a little, but you help a lot. And you encourage others, not just a little, not just once a year to say that you did it, but you encourage others a lot in their faith and their walk with Christ. And still, despite all of this, it can feel like little changes. And it can probably be kind of disappointing sometimes. The work seems tedious. The hours, they're long. And the results of all of your hard work often goes unseen and often goes underappreciated. And it can be tempting to think, what? Well, it can be tempting to think and to wonder whether any of this, any of these things that you've been doing over these past years, I don't know how long Wings has been in existence at this congregation, but the LWML in some form or another, all of this stuff that you do as women in the church and saints in Christ, well, I bet sometimes you have to wonder whether does any of this matter at all? Nobody recognizes what I do when it's all behind the scenes a lot of the time. Does this matter? Or does the Lord Himself, does He know what is going on? Does the Lord notice what happens behind the scenes? And then following from that, the temptation is not only to doubt your own worth, it's also to measure your service, well, by the world's standards. To think that what counts the most, to think that what makes the biggest impact, to think that what is really the most important is what is the most visible or what's the most impressive. That is the temptation. And the truth is that the church's life simply does not rest upon the one who appears to be the busiest, or the one who appears to be the most important, or the one who does the greatest things among us. Instead, it rests on who? Well, it rests entirely on Christ. Christ, the crucified one who is risen and died for you, and He delights in the work of His humble, faithful servants. Whether anybody else recognizes it or not, the Lord delights in this work. And so it is that Mary's eyes were fixed on what she could see. And what did she see? Well, she saw a stone, she saw a tomb, she saw darkness. She was fixed on these things, but not on the Lord who was alive and the Lord who was standing right near to her. And so it is for you at times, I imagine. In the long, ordinary faithfulness of the vocations where Christ has placed each of you, you may not see the Lord's hand at work, nor may you feel that he's near. But the fact is, he does promise to be near, and he is at work through you, and at work through that which you do, both sustaining his church in the ways that only eternity will reveal. A lot of what happens, well, we don't see the effects of it this side of eternity. But I imagine to say, when we get to heaven, you're probably going to encounter some people who, you know, probably come up to you and say, had it not been for you, had it not been for what you did for me, I simply would not be here. But here's the thing. For Mary, everything changes. The whole perspective, everything changes when Jesus speaks her name. He looks at her and he says, what? As the children said, Mary. He says her name. He calls her by name. So we know faith comes by hearing, and through that word, she recognizes her risen Lord who is standing right in front of her. And that same word that once called light out of darkness now calls Mary from sorrow, from lament of her situation, to what? Calls Mary from all of that to joy, and joy in him. And from there, the Lord gives her a task. The Lord gives her a task that flows from his own promise, and he says, go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. And so it is that Mary becomes a witness of the resurrection, not as a preacher in the public assembly as your pastors, but as one who bears the Lord's words to his disciples, as one who brings that word that the Lord is risen to them. And this is how Christian vocation works. Christ serves first. Christ serves us first. He dies, he rises, he forgives, he restores. And then he sends his redeemed people out. He sends his redeemed people to serve in the callings that he has given them. Mary's witness is to the gospel, for she speaks what the Lord has spoken to her. And this is the joy that we celebrate this day in the LWML. Just as Mary bore witness to Christ, the women of the church today carry his message, carry his mercy into a world. Not just to any world, but a world of poor, miserable sinners, a world of people who need to know about Jesus and his love for them. A world of people who have all of their own trials and tribulations and are simply overwhelmed by life this side of eternity. And they carry that mercy, that message of hope and peace in the Lord to them. Yes, a mite box may look small. Yes, a prayer in the kitchen or in the fellowship hall or in the entryway may seem unseen. But yet, in God's hands, these proclaim, I have seen the Lord. And here in our congregation, that same spirit continues to shine. Women who comfort others, women who organize events and wonderful dinners, women who encourage each other and others, women who prepare, and so much more that if I was to put it on my page here, it would probably take up this entire liturgical binder. So, those are just a few, but these are not random acts of kindness because there's nothing else to do during the week. Not the case. But they are fruits of faith in the risen Lord. And through them, Christ himself is at work, serving his people and so too drawing others to himself. And so it is that on that first Easter morning, Mary Magdalene became the first witness of the resurrection. And today, this very day in 2025, through the LWML, women in the church echo that same confession, I have seen the Lord. And they echo it with mercy, they echo it with mission, and they echo it with countless acts of faith that may go unseen by everybody else, but are never forgotten by God. And every act of love that flows from faith proclaims that same truth. Christ is alive. He has indeed risen from the dead. And therefore, on this LWML Sunday, let us give thanks for the women of the church, and above all, for Christ, who calls you personally. He calls you personally by your name. Think of your baptism. He calls you personally by name, your first name and your middle name, your Christian name. He calls you by that name, and he sends you out to say with Mary Magdalene, I have seen the Lord. Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' precious name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.
We sing our recessional hymn, Serve the Lord with Gladness.
You've been listening to a broadcast of the worship service from St. John's Lutheran Church in Westfield, Massachusetts. If you wish to contact us or would like to learn more about the Christian faith, please call 413-568-1417 or visit us at stjohnswestfield.org. God's blessings to you.
Encourages us.